everybody, right? For those of you who are coming here in Canada, and for those who are watching us online, right? So we had a great Sunday last week.
Amen.
And we celebrate Easter Sunday right here on the other side. And hopefully God will open doors for us so we can celebrate more that place. And yes, continue praying with us so that God will open doors for us. So today we're going to continue our series on the book of Isaiah, right? So the book of Isaiah was been running here for how many weeks now? 4 weeks, 5 weeks. And today I had the pleasure of continuing the message. I'm so glad that Pastor James is giving us opportunity to preach and train us as leaders of this church.
We have a meeting.
And I'm glad that we as leaders here has given a chance to do it, right? So we honor him by leading us into this congregation.
Amen.
Both in the city and both in Pinay. Okay? So I don't have the slides here, but my question for today's message is what is something you have learned in the last 5 years that you still enjoy doing, right? So what is it, the last 5 years that you want to still do that you have learned for the last 5 years? Right? So, yeah. So I think for me, is something that I really enjoy doing. What is something that I really enjoy doing? And hopefully the one my family enjoy it as well. And my friends, so every time they come there to my place, they know what they say? That is something I don't do now is today, right? Or I grew up coming from a family who loves to eat. And someone like to invite people and to have a feast together with friends and family. So I grew up just getting into the table and just eat, right? But this is something that I like to do. I like cooking now, right? And when I say cooking, means I have learned it through the expert. Anyone you parla sa Pinoy? Right?
YouTube,
yes. YouTube. And the popular intro of that is that, welcome to Palasa Pinoy.
What is that? Manjo.
The tone is like that.
So, that's the intro part. So, that only shows that I really learned from this guy. Right? So, but, there was a time when I was young that I was able to imitate what I taste. What my mom prepared during lunch or dinner. And that is, of course, when you have the main meal, there would be some desserts. Mm. What's the number one dessert for a Filipino? Leche flan, right? Leche flan. And if you are local here, leche flan would be a counterpart of cream bread. So leche means, it's not a curse, but came from the Spanish word for milk, right? So the difference between this creme brulee and leche flan is creme brulee is harder and leche flan is soft, right? So what happened? So I tried doing it at my home, but it failed. Cannot eat it because it was burnt. So my mom is a fire. So in return, I was fine. So what my mom did is she let me eat it. Have you tried eating a burnt leche flan?
Yes, it's nice actually.
not to burn.
So a burnt leche flan. Why? Because I did it on my own. I should have asked my mom that she should teach me how to do the famous leche flan, right? So I should ask the expert. Sometimes there are things that we do that doesn't work out, right? Because why? I do it in my own way. I do my own D-I-Y. So, next slide. So when I say DIY means doing it by yourselves. Why do we do DIY? First is, of course you want to save, right? You want to save. You want to speed up. And you don't want to hire those professionals to do it for you. So DIY, do it yourself. But sometimes, when you do the DIY, sometimes it works, sometimes it's not. DIY fail because you do it your own. You don't seek the advice or expertise of the one who really do the thing. So it's the same thing as the book of Isaiah is what they're doing there. So they pray and they pray and they make fasting, but the Lord God says, I'm not going to answer your prayer because you're not doing it in my own way. You're doing it your own way. So let's take a look here in Isaiah verse 58:3. It says, why have we fasted and you see it not? Why have we humbled ourselves and you take no knowledge of it? Behold, in the day of your fast,
Mommy,
you seek your own pleasure of rest,
Mommy,
all your workers. These are the Israelites who came from the exiles. Where they are exiled, they exiled from Babylon, and they return back to Jerusalem after they served 70 years of exiles in Babylon. The king of Persia overthrew the king of Babylon. So he ordered the Judah people to return back to Israel. So, of course, when you return back to the place where you came from, and it would be a lot more different now when the people of Israel came back. Why? Because when the Babylonians conquered Israel, they left it in ruin. Everything was devastated. That means it's returning back to that place would be something like starting all over again, right? You want to start all over again. Have you been here? How long have you been here in Quinana? Who's the oldest here in Quinana? Wait, Joel. Right. Yeah.
8 years and a half.
8 years and a half. We came here seven years ago. So when I say 7 years ago, means the way how I see Quinana is something like big and empty, right? And we have a nice, beautiful nature here, and everything is nice, big, and empty. Now I can see the development of big suburbs rising up within the areas of Quinana, right? There's so many people, right, rising up here. And if you are someone who came, who is not originally from here, and you're gonna go in a place where you know that it's a nice place, and you're returning back with something like burn, something that is ruined, or something like, it's like a hopeless case, right? And you say that you're gonna live there, how do you feel? You're gonna feel lonely, devastated, it's like no home for you. This is the same thing, what is the people of Israel during those times. So that is why they are praying and fasting. They are praying and fasting so that the Lord will help them have their victory. But something is wrong. In their heart, they're not doing it right. They're not doing a righteous way how to please God. Because they are seeking their own pleasure and oppress all your workers. Remember, when they are rebuilding, means they need to do it by their own, and some of them have their own workers. But with their difficulties in their life, it turns out to oppress their workers as well. Next slide. Isaiah 58:4 says, fasting like yours this day will not break your voice fast and pray is not answerable to the reason of the need. But with God's love to humanity, He says, I'm gonna do a DIY for you, an instruction based on my ways. It is not this the path that I choose, to lose the bands of wickedness, to undo the straps of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke. Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring homeless poor to your house? When you see the naked, to cover him, and not to hide yourself from your own flesh. This is God that is saying here. The way how you pray and fast should be my turn. He's saying, I choose, right? I choose. That means you're going to do it according to my way. Here is the list how you're going to make your prayers and fasting answerable by God. First is He, God Himself, rebuked the people of Israel at that time. Why are you doing prayer and fasting and yet your heart is too far away from me? Why is it too far? Because they neglect of looking after the people around them. They say that you should be doing the other way around. You should be doing like to lose the bonds of the weakness. You need to have mercy for those people around you. Your prayer and fasting, your DIY failed because it's not based on God's chosen preference. So, for you to be answered by God means you should base on how He wanted to be. Everything. Do you have your COVID job? Right? Michelle, do you have? Yeah, not yet. Anyone? Not yet. So, I think I've done my second job, my second dose of injection. But before I have that, it took me 4 hours. 4 hours. So I was the first one who came, and I was the last one who came out. The first and the last. Right? 4 hours. Why? Because I don't have the board, that support that I already have my first job. So first job is the first dose of injection. So when I asked my child, I asked her, is it by chance that you have it at home? Because I don't have it. Of all the stuff there, in the place where I'm working, I'm the only one who doesn't have it in my hand. So it's happened that my manager gave it to me. So I asked my child, is it by chance you have that? Yes, Daddy. And you know what he said? Is it a crumpled one? Is it a crumpled one? Something like that. Actually, it's even worse because it was folded for a few times until it came put into my pocket. Right? So without this form, I cannot have my second dose of my injection. So for my second job injection, that means I should have the requirements. Right? So if you are doing righteousness to God, that means whatever big or small, even if it's crumpled or ugly, but God will make it pleasurable and answerable to God if you do it in His ways. Right? So that brings me to my first point, that we should mix our faith, your faith, in loving others. When we practice our spiritual discipline, right? The prayer and fasting, the attending of the praying every Tuesday, all those spiritual things, we should be honorable and righteous to God, right? It should reflect our faith in dealing with our brothers and sisters, right? So it should be seen in our life, right? It's not just in the outside, but also in the inside. And it says there that why, as we practice our spiritual discipline, we should love others. That means God doesn't want us not just the one who received the blessings, but we should be someone who will be the one who give blessings, right? We should be part of that people or group who can share our blessing. We should be the benefactor, not just the one who benefits the blessings. And in John 13:35 says, "By this all people will know that you are my disciples if you have loved one another." So these are the people that says, "These are my fellow brothers and sisters, the one who obeys Jesus Christ." Because it marks what a disciple of Christ means. That means you should love one another. You should love your brother. "Then shall your light break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up speedily. Your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, the Lord will answer. You shall cry, and he will say, 'Here I am.' If you want to take away the yoke from your knees, the pointing of the finger and the speaking of bitterness." Take note of the word there. "Then shall bring the light of the dawn," right? From all those things that God has mentioned in the earlier part of the passage, it's all like commands, right? It's all like commands, it's all like description of living a life of righteousness. And here you are, there's a change, there's a shift that God wanted to bless us. He says that there will be a new beginning. There will be healing, security, and restored of relationship. I think everyone deserves or wants to have blessings from God, right? Who doesn't want to have blessings from God, right? I think everyone does. Every one of us. Every one of us would like our prayers be answered. And here we go. We got these blessings from God, but you need to know, you need to learn first, the number one, DIY from God, right? What's number one? Number one is we should do righteous while we are praying to God, right? We should be, our action towards others should be pleasing in the eyes of God. "And when he is pleased to you, the Lord will say, 'Here I am,'" right? So every time we pray, every time we fast, you have a connection to God. Take note of the word here. After God blesses you, he says, "If you take away, you take the way of the yoke from your knees, the pointing of the finger, and speaking of weakness." So after God blessed us, he says that you take note that you should be holy in yourself because I am holy. Right? So the sin is a way for us to be separated from God. So we need to look after ourselves. We ask for forgiveness that God will forgive us. Word usage. How many passages do we have in this passage? We have 7 passages. So we are studying Isaiah 58, chapter 6 to 12. So how many is that? 7, right? The one who's good in math here. 7. So we have 7 passages. And these 7 passages, the main word that you can observe there is the word "you," which mentioned 10 times, "your," 13, and "yourself" 2 times. Wow, right? So that means when you read the scripture, look for the words that was repeated. When there is a repeated word, means basically those were the idea that was God was trying to bring to us. And God was really looking after you, right? God is really looking after you and saying, I keeping eye on you, right? Can you say that to the person next to you? Yeah, I'm keeping eye on you. So, interestingly, in the passage that we are studying, only three times that the Lord was mentioned. Only three times. So, everyone has an assignment tonight. So, I encourage you to read. I encourage you to read Isaiah 58, verse 6 to 12, and 12 to 12. Right? So, all those lists and things that how to live in righteousness, still, God, out of these seven verses, God outnumbered commands their blessings. Right? So we cannot outgive God or outperform God. Next slide. Psalm 32:8 says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way which you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. So this was David. This is David talking prophetically to his people, saying that my eye, the Lord's eye, is in you, looking after you. And that leads me to my second point, which is God delights in answer. After we show righteousness to God when we are praying, God will deliver us, and He says, I am delighted you and I will answer. What is holy means to us when you were young? Holy means to us means something like, it's like 1 week for us, right? 1 week of Holy Week, and it's like a sacred day for all of us. I try to do praying, fasting on that day, that week. But while doing that praying and fasting, I heard the bad news coming in by my nephew. And my nephew says, "Tito, my mama is gone." Huh? So initially, I don't really take it yet. It doesn't sink in yet. But the time I call him again, yeah, Tito is Amama is gone. And when you get there, I wanna see mommy how she looked like. So when I get in there, that's the usual that when we do a video call, I normally see myself there, of course the person that you're talking with my happiness and with my gladness, I see mom's like sleeping beauty.
Amen.
Right? Sleeping beauty. Why? Because she's like someone who left us, the family, without any difficulties leaving us. Mm-hmm. That means she lives restfully and peacefully. And that gives me a big comfort. That gives me a big comfort that I see my mom happily rejoicing with the Lord. And what amazed me is a friend of mine sent me a message that there is this, do you know about the Eucharist? Eucharist is like where there is a Holy Communion inside. It's like a Catholic icon that they have in the small church, right, where they do their prayers. And I asked her, what does the prayer, or what does your dream all about? And your mom says, show this image to you. And immediately, what I felt is that mom is with the Lord, right? So it gives me comfort again. It gives me comfort. And gives me a joy. And it was validated when suddenly it brings me in Daniel chapter 10, which I'm just holding the Bible. Bible and randomly get into that. And I was reading it. What I was reading of it. And it just amazed me that the picture that he showed there is, to me, is like a representation of Jesus who was mentioned in Daniel 10. When Daniel saw the vision of Jesus in his vision. So, God delights in answers. Means, when the situation is turning, you feel that it's down, it's time for you to move and go closer to God. And how to be more closer to God means you need to take action leading towards the ministry of God. Right? So the passage that I've been reading has been shared to the group of peoples that God leads me to share with. So it ends up with a prayer and encouragement throughout that week. So in the end, God strengthened me with my weakness, comforted me, and it doesn't only comfort me, but give comfort to the people that is around me, right? So we know the secret now. The secret that for us to be answered by God is first, we need to be righteous in His eyes, and from there, we will receive our blessing. If you pour yourself after the hungry, satisfy the desire of the afflicted, then your light rise in the darkness, and you be as the new day. Next. And the Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your desire in the scorched places and make your bones strong, and you shall be like water garden, like a spring of water whose waters do not fail. Do you have any plants at home in your house? Who likes planting here? Right? Warren, very good. Do you water your plant? Right? Yeah. Okay. So, as you continually seeking God and living a life of righteousness, here's a promise from God that He will continually satisfy your desire and make your bones strong. That means whatever circumstances that goes into you become stronger and stronger, right? So the problem, the issues that you have now, is just like nothing, right? It just makes your bone strong. That means if there would be like big wind or big storms in your life, you can stand strong because the Lord God has made it stronger. Mm-hmm. And you will be like a source of inspiration and a blessing to the people around you. Wouldn't you like to have that, right? You will be the one who's blessing people. It's not you looking after the blessing, right? You will be like a water garden. I have a plant there at home, but sometimes some of them are dry, some of them are growing well. But if we picture this out, the way God promised us, we are like a water garden of spring of water whose water is being filled. And your ancient ruins shall be rebuilt. You shall raise up the foundation of many generations. You shall be called the redeemer of the rich, the restorer of the streets to well-being. As the Israelites are rebuilding their houses, their temples, and the streets of Jerusalem, we are also called to be repairers of the broken relationship. Right? We are the bridge. We need to bridge in. We are called to bridge in people to Christ, so that Christ can bridge us to God. And God make you to be a blessing to others. As God continually make you stronger, well-fed, full of life, God make you a blessing to others. We started the message with the word DIY, do it yourself, right? When we say the proper DIY means you do it in your way, but based on the expert experience, or based on the expert advice, based on God's instruction. But with man's fallen nature, what happened? We all fail. We all fail doing righteousness in the eyes of God. We all fall short to the glory of God. But God, in His redemption plan, sent His Son to fulfill it in our behalf. God is committed for us to be living in the righteous, in the sight of God. Right? God is righteous for us, committed for us to live in righteousness for us. For our sake, He made Him to be seen, who knew no sin, so that in Him we might become the righteousness of God. So that means every time God sees us, as we receive Jesus Christ, there's like a big over there that He only sees Jesus Christ's righteousness of us. You know the DIY that we have? What does DIY mean? DIY means doing it yourself with the instruction coming in from God. But here, because God is pursuing us, the DIY is actually do in Yeshua. In Yeshua means you're going to do it righteousness based on the character, the likeness of Jesus Christ, the way how He wanted. That means we all go under the Lordship of Jesus Christ. That means all the things that we're going to do is based on how Jesus Christ lived His life. The action that we're going to do is based on His righteousness, based on His likeness. In short, He is the one who calls the shot. Right? He is the one who calls the shot. This is called the DIY. Do in Yeshua. So then, just as you see Christ, Jesus as Lord, continue to live in Him. My youngest son, at around 9 o'clock in the evening, you know what happened? 9 o'clock in the evening, he says, "I need help." I was there preparing this message, very busy. Dati and Buya was busy in their room as well. The mom started coming in from the long shift. And because the computer was outside, and of course the kitchen was in the common area, I was the one who could really hear the needs of the help. Although he's not asking my help, he's asking the help of the ate, because ate is very helpful child, right? So, but because her room is too far away, right? So I was the one being, annoyed because I was busy, I was pressured doing preparing, right? But I just came in to the scene. And the scrambled egg that she was doing, the DIY scrambled egg that he is doing, is actually almost cooked. But he's not really sure whether it's cooked. So he just asked himself. So I just came into the scene and helped him. When I helped him, it was done perfectly. Because I already mastered doing scrambled egg. Leave it to the expert. So the next scene, he was just enjoying eating his scrambled eggs. Right? And that situation gives me the idea of this life transforming world here. Because that is something that I was really praying. What is something that I want to give that is coming from you that will transform our life? Something that is easy, but it was divinely transformed. And that is, to be answered by God means putting others first rather than ourselves. Right? So, we already knew the secret of how our prayers be answered. answers our prayer. Let us pray. Lord, we just want to thank you, Lord, for blessing us this afternoon. Thank you, Lord God, for looking after us throughout this season of uncertainty. So sometimes, Lord God, we forget about living a life of righteousness according to your will. But we just ask, Lord God, to help us. Help us, Lord God, that in these things that you listed for us, Lord God, we know, Lord God, that you are pursuing us to live a life of righteousness. I pray, God, that as we do this, as a family of believers in Christ, Lord God, may we take our action based on the Lordship of Jesus Christ, that we will continue to seek and honor you, so that we will receive the blessings, the healing, the joy that you brought us. In those times, Father, that sometimes we are praying and crying, that we want to be a restoration coming from you. I just pray, Father, that you will hear us and you will say, "Here I am." Lord, thank you, Lord God, for blessing us today. This